Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all of the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70. And we have our first interview here. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
My name is Joe Nahum. I'm an electrical engineer.
Okay.
I invented a filter which has a positive plate, a negative plate, and in between them there's a force field.
Okay.
Oh. When CO2 comes in here, it tears the C from the O2.
Okay.
And the O2 is a positive, so it's been pushed off, and the C will disintegrate.
Okay.
So it actually, what it does, it filters out the CO2 to only oxygen. You can make this filter smaller, and you can fit it into the exhaust pipe of a car.
Okay.
And no CO2 coming out, only O2. And there is another function, the wires. When the air hit the wires,
okay,
there's a current going through it. It separates negative ions.
Okay.
When you breathe them in like this, they go into your lungs and clean out your lungs.
Okay. The ionizers were really popular a number of years ago.
Yeah.
Sharper Image had one. Radio Shack had one. So that's a concept that our viewers probably are familiar with.
Yeah, I put them two of those together. That's my invention.
Okay. So on this side, we've got our ionizer. On this side, we have essentially a mechanical tree. Is kind of what it is.
It's
turning carbon dioxide. It's turning carbon dioxide into oxygen, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of what a tree does, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And negative ions are created in nature when water falls. When water hit the air, it causes a friction, and negative ions are created. Let's say Niagara Falls. It creates 200,000 negative ions.
Okay.
In 24 hours. What those negative ions do, they attach themselves to any dirt and come down. In my machine, since there is a positive current, also once a negative ion is connected to a dust particle, it comes back to the positive current, and everything goes through my filter.
Okay. So where are we in this project? Obviously, obviously this is very prototypey.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm looking for funding.
Okay.
For R&D. I cannot make any claims when I take it out to the market without having somebody to back me up.
Sure.
So that's why I need R&D. And
okay.
I also need to make this presentable.
Yeah.
I guess.
So how did you come up with this invention?
I'm an electrical engineer. When I was in the U.S. Army in Desert Storm, I watched the burning oil wells over there.
Okay.
And I watched the smoke coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought to myself, can you separate the two of them, the clean air from the bad air? And somehow led me to an electrical engineer, and I studied over there that you can make it.
Okay. So you became an electrical engineer after you joined the Army?
Yeah,
okay.
After I finished the Army.
Okay.
I got out with 100% disabled.
So what is your ultimate goal with this? Do you, like, who is your target demo? Do you want to build a thing that you can sell in Sharper Image, like the Ionic Breeze, or you want to work with the car companies and build them into mufflers? What is your, like, what is your ultimate goal for the product?
The ultimate goal is to have this in everywhere, because once the negative ions reach all the way up to the atmosphere, they become the ozone.
Mm-hmm.
and we have holes in the ozone, and this machine will fill it up. And hopefully it will be in every house in on the world, so it can help.
So the kind of health benefits that include with this, do you know?
Yeah, the negative ions, when they go into your lungs and clean them, it also helps people with asthma, OCPD, or stuff like that, with problems with their breathing, bronchitis, and it makes the lungs a lot stronger and a lot more healthier.
Okay.
But I cannot back it up since there's no R&D.
Sure. So your next step at this point is to get enough funding to be able to independently verify that this does the two-step process.
Because right now I have it in theory.
Sure.
But the theory works.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it working.
Okay.
Like my wife has a problem during the night. She used to snore a lot. I used to wake up 5 times a night and move her over.
Okay.
Once this machine was in my room working for half a year, after half a year, she stopped snoring. She doesn't snore no more.
Okay.
And I also have a daughter who has a very severe asthma. So ever since I put this over in my house, 6 months afterwards, she never had an attack.
Okay.
Since.
Okay.
So I can see it working.
And so your next business step is to be able to independently verify that those results are not placebo effect, that they're related to the thing.
Yes.
So that you can then take it to market.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. So where... What does that process look like for you in looking for funding?
What's the process? I'm looking for somebody to come to me, tell me, I will fund this.
Okay.
And I'll take it to university. I know which one. SFU. SFU, South Florida.
USF?
No, the other one.
Okay.
I already in contact with a professor over there. Who wanted to do an R&D on this.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But since I don't have any money for it
right
now.
Okay. So you're hoping that funding will come to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not actively out there pitching. You're hoping that somebody is going to come to you.
Yeah, I am actively pitching.
Okay.
I'm pitching it right now to
sure,
you.
Sure, absolutely.
So I'm pitching it all over.
Okay.
I'm just... waiting for the right person to come over.
Okay.
And is that what brings you to this con?
Yes.
All right. So do you have a table here?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So how is that working just today?
A lot of people took a lot of information from it. A lot of people stopped by, and I talked about the machine, how it works and everything, and they were really, really impressed.
Are you getting any feedback or any... any
interest?
Well,
they're like, the only feedback that I got was from a person who told me, well, that kind of reneged itself because you're creating all the energy from coal for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, no, you can put it on top of the chimney of a factory and have it work. And no CO2 comes up. It only takes 220 volts of AC to create 3,600 volts DC. Those matches one another. So it doesn't take a lot of electricity. So the factory can create a little bit of electricity for this.
Sure.
And a whole lot of electricity for all the
others. And then build it onto their own facilities so that you're not you're not having a negative
effect.
or a break even effect at best case. Okay. Very cool. So if a possible investor or somebody else wants more information about this or wants to contact you, how can they do that?
They can call my cell phone. It's 727-331-7090.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to us today.
You're welcome.
And hopefully you'll be able to make the connection you need.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.